A good Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Vaschanan, Shabbos Nachamu, Tavshin, Ayin, Ches. Today is Tu B'Av, like the Mishnah tells us in Tainus on the Chafavim and Beis, that Lehoyu Yom Taimel Yisrael, Kiyom Kippurim, Tu B'Av, there were no days that were better for Klal Yisrael in the day of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, the Gemara tells us, it's because this Yom Shlicha V'Kapara. And also, Tu B'Av is because it's the day when the Bnos Yisrael, the girls, used to go out and they would look for Shidduchim in the times of Chazal. It's interesting to note that after the 3 weeks that we had of mourning, of trying to understand the Churban, of trying to be Mis'abel on the Churban, trying to identify with the Churban, we come now to the Shabbos of Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. That we have the opportunity and we have the responsibility and we're urged by the Navi to be consoled. And the question is, how can we be consoled after we've just been through these 3 weeks of mourning? It's kind of like we're changing on a dime. The Gemara tells us, Kol Masabal Yerushalayim Zoicha V'Roya V'Binyana. Anybody who mourns over the destruction of Jerusalem will merit to see the rebuilding of Jerusalem. And the Chasam Sofer says that why does it say Zoicha V'Roya, he merits and he sees? It should be Yizke V'Yira, he will merit and he will see. And the Chasam Sofer explains because when somebody mourns the Beis Hamikdash properly, if we really identify with the Churban and we're able to really understand what happened and to feel that the Shechina is in Golus, so then that in itself is a feeling of rebirth. One can only feel rebirth if he understands destruction, if he feels the destruction, if he feels the Churban. By identifying with the Churban, one already begins to get the feeling of what rebirth will be and what will be like when things start to get better. And for that reason, Tu B'Av is such a big Yom Tov. Because Tu B'Av, the Mishnah tells us that it's a holy day, it's a happy day, and the Gemara explains that on the 15th day of Av is when the nights get longer, the days get shorter, and the strength of the sun is not as strong. And one would think that that would be a reason to not be happy, because summer is leaving, it's ebbing away, it's leaving to the winter. What's so great about the fact that the sun is getting longer, shorter, the nights are getting longer? So Rashi explains on the Gemara, because when the nights get longer, it's easier to learn. There's more time at night to learn. And we know that the Torah that's learned at night has extremely significant kayach, has extremely significant power. It's something which Chazal tell us is a Torah which has a tremendous kiyum. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu loves the Torah that's learned at night, because that's when a person's mind is clear. But another significant part of this Tu B'Av, of the nights getting longer, is that the extreme conditions of the summer are coming to an end. Did we ever wonder why Tisha B'Av comes out in the middle of the summer? And I once heard a pshat that Tisha B'Av comes in the summer because it comes in an extreme part of the weather pattern. All of our Yom Tovim are either in the fall or in the spring, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. Extremes are not good for us. Extremes are not good for Klal Yisrael. When the weather gets extreme, unfortunately, not good things happen. So here, Chazal told us that now that the nights are getting longer, that extreme weather pattern stopped. The extreme tsaros that have happened until now have also stopped. And now it's time to start focusing on Limud HaTorah, and also the Svarim HaKadoshim say it's time to start focusing on tshuva. Once the extreme patterns are over, we're able to get back into a frame of mind where we can think positively, think straight, and we're able to start focusing that not more than a month and a half from now, and really in 2 weeks from now, Elul, which Chodesh Elul, will come upon us, and we'll be able to focus inside and to do tshuva. It is no coincidence that in this week's parsha, the Torah tells us, and Chazal tells us, a person has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Yetzer Tov and his Yetzer Hara. which means that we have to be able to focus on every aspect of our life, Ruchnius and Gashmius, amongst other Pshatim there said, in order to be Meshavad Libenu La'Avedas Hashem, in order to focus our hearts on Avedas Hashem. And this comes with the understanding that now that it's Tu B'Av, that the weather is getting a little bit cooler, that cooler heads are prevailing, that the extreme has stopped, it's also a reminder to look inside, to try to prepare ourselves for the Amadin, to try to prepare ourselves for the daily Avodah that is at hand. As we say the Shema every day, in order to remind ourselves to be M'Shabbat Libeinu L'Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, a good M'Shabbat.